There's another study out there.
There is.
That's the Yvonne study.
It's the Yvonne study, right, that Amer Degremont and his group are leading. It has a similar design in that it's FOLFOX alone, different version of FOLFOX, but still the same drug combination, FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, or Zelox, capecitabine oxaliplatin plus bevacizumab, to see whether substituting the oral agent capecitabine for the continuous infusion 5-FU leucovorin will be as effective. I understand that more than 3,500 patients have entered that trial and that the accrual was recently completed. It's also using a 3-year disease-free survival endpoint, so it'll be about 3 years before we have data from that study. So we'll have two large prospectively randomized trials, one in North America, the other a global study, very similar to the Mosaic CO7 scenario from several years ago.
Do you think that Zelox or capecitabine and oxaliplatin in some fashion is a reasonable non-protocol option right now?
In the adjuvant situation? Mm-hmm. You can certainly make that argument. I'm very impressed that capecitabine and oxaliplatin is equally as effective as FOLFOX in the advanced disease setting. I think that was well proved by the Roche-Genentech trial that's been presented on several occasions. And the toxicity profiles are acceptable. The efficacy in advanced disease is the same. Yes, I think this would be a reasonable option in clinical practice now.
Now, what did the group see as the frontiers for adjuvant therapy trials? What were the areas they thought were most important to pursue? Obviously, we have this issue of Bev out on the table. We have cetuximab that seems to be churning along at a much slower rate. Hopefully, we'll get an answer eventually there.
Yes, but concerning cetuximab, there is, of course, a national study now coordinated by the NCCTG that's looking at FOLFOX with or without cetuximab. I understand now that the study has actually picked up its accrual rate. There are about 1,500 patients that have entered that trial. I think it's another important study to demonstrate proof of principle as to whether adding cetuximab, an anti-EGFR inhibitor, will improve the therapeutic outcome. I think perhaps the area of greatest interest in the adjuvant situation is to help better select patients for treatment and to help predict which patients are going to respond to a particular adjuvant therapy. And that's where the whole area of molecular markers comes in, which I think is a major opportunity to focus our therapeutic efforts on the patients that really need the treatment, those that are truly at high risk of relapse. And then ideally select a specific therapy based on the molecular characteristics of that tumor that would give them the highest opportunity for tumor response.